Eagle Concert Classics continues with Aaron Shaw on 106.9 The Eagle.
Hey, welcome back to Eagle Concert Classics on a very royal edition. We heard from Queen earlier. Now it's time to hear some great live cuts from Prince. The first song I'm going to play is off of the Purple Rain album. It went to number one in 1984. Here's Let's Go Crazy.
My name is Prince, and I've come to play with you. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Electric word, life, it means forever, and that's a mighty long time. But I'm here to tell you, there's something else. The afterworld. A world that never ending happens. You can always see the sun, day or night. So when you call up that shrinking family here, you know the one. God, everything will be all right. driving me crazy up here. Making me feel so good, so good, so good. Huh. Question. How many of y'all never seen me before? Oh, first timers, huh? I'ma see if you know the words to this song. If you don't, you better ask somebody. Come on, y'all. I was working part-time, being a five-star. My boss was Mr. McGee. Huh. He told me seven
69 The Eagle. You're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. That was Prince with Raspberry Beret. That was the very first single off of his album Around the World in the Day. That was the follow-up to Purple Rain. When that album came out, he was going to originally release the song Paisley Park as his lead single, but he changed his mind and not to release a single at all because We're the World was out. That was getting a lot of attention. MTV had a hard time picking which songs to play off the new album because they weren't sure which ones they wanted to release as a single. Raspberry Beret had a lot of pop appeal, so that was the one they decided on, went to number 2 in the US. The only reason it didn't go to number 1 was because of Duran Duran's A View to a Kill. I guess you could say the next song I'm going to play came to Prince in a dream. He fell asleep while he was driving with his backup singer Lisa Coleman. He was tired, they had an all-night recording session, and the lyrics came to him in bits and pieces while he was taking a nap. The car he was in was a 1964 Mercury Montclair Marauder, which is a pretty sporty little car. However, it was no little red Corvette.
Should know by the way you popped your car sideways. I don't want you mad. It's the other kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leave them fast. I guess I must be dumb. She had a pocket full of horses, Trojan, some of them used. But it was Saturday night. I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, too fast. Little red Corvette.
drove me to the place where your horses run free. 'Cause I felt a little ill when I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You say, baby, I ain't got enough gas. Oh yeah, leaving COVID. Baby, your mind's too fast. Yes, you are. Leaving COVID. You need to find a love that's gonna last. Oh, oh. James, was on the verge of being obscene. No, over, baby, give me the keys. I'm gonna try to tame your little red love machine.
Come on.
106.9 The Eagle, you're listening to Eagle Concert Classics. I'm your host, Erin Shaw, on a Royal Edition. That was 1999 by Prince, a song that's got a good dance beat, but was about fears of a nuclear Armageddon. Prince came up with the idea when they were watching a documentary about 1999. People were talking about the year, trying to speculate what was going to happen, because this was written back in 1983. Everybody was doom and gloom around him, and he thought, you know what, I think things are going to be okay. The next song up was also off the Purple Rain album from 1984, and this song was the showcase for Sheila E. on their Purple Rain tour. She was Prince's opening act, and she's also an amazing drummer, so this song really showcased her talents. Here's I Would Die For You.
Baby, everybody.
The Eagle, you're listening to a royal edition of Eagle Concert Classics. That was Prince, When Doves Cry. That song, again, off of the Purple Rain album, which had so many hits on it. This one went to number one. The amazing thing is, when Prince recorded this song, not only did he write it, compose the track, but he played all of the instruments on this song, which is pretty amazing. Although one thing that's missing, the bass. Prince decided to give the song a different sound, and instead of using the bass, he used a drum machine. And although he hated to take the bass out, he thought it sounded better without it. I mean, you can't argue with a number one hit. Join me next Saturday at 7 p.m. to celebrate the first day of spring with some springy live cuts. I'm ready to leave winter behind. I'm sure you are, too. And we'll celebrate next week, right here on 106.9 The Eagle.
Brought to you by Manning Media Marketing Solutions, the mind of a marketing agency, the muscle of a media company. For more information, go to manningmediainc.com.